In August 1979, the Irish government agreed to take in 204 boat people who were fleeing the communist regime in Vietnam. Many of those who left ended up in refugee camps in Hong Kong before they were relocated. I'm joined now in studio by San Nguyen and one of his daughters, Chao Nguyen. She was born in Ireland. Good morning and welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
San, would you explain, first of all, what did you do in Vietnam and why did you have to leave?
In Vietnam, I'm a goldsmith.
A goldsmith, yeah. And there was no welcome, if you like, for you to stay in Vietnam under the communists. Was it very difficult?
It's very difficult. After the North Vietnamese and take over the South Vietnamese, the country become the independent, but under the communist regime, the life very difficult.
You left Vietnam, and where did you go first?
I left Vietnam. I went by boat. I go to the Hainan, China.
And China.
And from the Hainan, China, I go to Hong Kong.
The Chinese didn't want you either.
A lot of the Chinese people, they go the same time. Mm-hmm. Because they have trouble with the Chinese in 1979, the Vietnamese and Chinese. It's some trouble at the border.
So ultimately you ended up in Hong Kong?
Yes.
Is that where you heard about Ireland?
Yes, that's right.
And what attracted you about Ireland?
Yes, I read about the article about the islands.
Uh-huh.
And I see the island very beautiful country and the kind people and the neutral country.
All right, so you saw pictures of it and it looked great. And
that's right.
The people were supposed to be kind.
Yes.
Now, at this point, you were alone.
Yes,
you were traveling alone.
All right.
Now, we moved to the other part. Then you came to Ireland and where did you stay?
We came to Ireland and we stayed in the Blanchardstown Hospital.
Blanchardstown Hospital, that's where the refugees were staying. Was that where you met your wife?
I met my wife in the Hong Kong. And then she went to the island, and I go by my own to Ireland too. And then we met in Blanchardstown.
Okay. And you married here, is that right?
Yes, I married in the Blanchardstown too.
So did you chase her to Ireland? Is that the truth?
I follow her.
but that's part of the reason why you came to Ireland.
Not really, but I follow her family to Ireland. And also, you know, I read an article and I think, for sure that's an Ireland, very beautiful country and a neutral country.
Yeah.
And must be very, very, the people must be very kind.
And of course, when you married and settled down, you ended up with a large family, isn't it? And where do you come in the family, Chao?
I come third youngest in the family.
Third youngest in the family. Yes. What was it like? You were born here.
Yes.
What was it like growing up? Because you certainly looked very different to everyone
definitely.
In your class in primary school.
Well, I was born in Sligo, so obviously Sligo being still the countryside, we were one of the families who are foreign, I guess, and there was not many foreigners there in Sligo, and we went to school and we're very fortunate with our neighbours and the Sligo town, and the people there were extremely friendly and welcoming as well. So growing up in Sligo was great. I have fond memories of it.
But school was a bit difficult.
Yes, school was difficult. But in Sligo, school wasn't as difficult. People were actually friendly there in primary school. I was there for, I think, a year in primary school. My brother and sisters were older than me, so they were there. But we moved to Dublin, and that's when
the trouble started.
That's when the trouble started. That's when it was quite different. School was different there. But Sligo, I have to say, it was great, and our neighbours and the people really welcomed us.
The experience in primary school and secondary school in Dublin, difficult.
Yes.
Then you went to DIT. What was that like? Were you dreading that?
Yes, I was. I thought it was okay. Another primary, secondary school experience, except we're older, which is probably worse. That was in my mind. But When I arrived the first day in Kevin Street, I met my classmates who are still my classmates for over 10 years now. And we just had a lot in common. And it was just very different. It was very different.
They are your friends for life.
They are. And I enjoyed my time there. Even though studying was quite tough, but I actually loved going to see my friends.
Now, your dad had instilled upon you the idea of working hard.
Yes, definitely, definitely. From day one, primary school, my dad very emphasised every day at dinner time that education was very important. And even though being a child at dinner table, you can't even eat your vegetables, never mind listen to my dad lecture me about education. And when you're young, you kind of in one ear out the other, but it does, like, every day it did embed into you, and it had its effect.
You qualified as an electrical engineer.
Yes.
And you work for ESB International.
Yes, I work for ESB International.
You've actually been there on their behalf to Vietnam.
I have. I'm very fortunate. In October, end of October there, I joined the senior team and Ollie Brogan, managing director of ESB International, to celebrate ESB. I working in Vietnam for 25 years now, so it was a good event and a good opportunity for me to go over. And I suppose
is one of your sisters living there now?
Yes, Thuy. Okay. She's living there. She's born in Sligo as well. Fell in love with a Vietnamese man in Dublin, and eventually settled over.
Do you all speak the language, by the way?
Yes, we do.
Because
we do.
At home you continue to speak the language.
Yes, I suppose at home my parents didn't know English initially, I guess, and we only spoke Vietnamese at home. So the only time we did actually get to learn English was school and friends outside. But we did find it difficult, but I suppose
Now you were bilingual, probably trilingual, a bit of Irish thrown in as well.
A bit of Osgaelga, yeah.
leaving your home country, especially one so far away, for your dad and your mother, mm-hmm. I mean, from your point of view, looking at them, are they homesick? I mean, do they long for Vietnam?
Yes, I do. I would say they do. They are homesick. And I suppose leaving the country by force, and I suppose my dad looking for a new start, a new beginning, and then my mom's side, I suppose she was half Chinese, so she was forced to leave the country. So obviously leaving their culture and childhood behind, it is difficult. But I suppose homesick, yes, but I think eventually my parents would settle back in Vietnam. But
They've got someone to finish.
Yes, they have someone to take care of my little brother, who is studying second year in Bolton Street, architecture. He's the baby, so yeah. He's still in the nest.
So Sam, do you think you might go back to live in Vietnam, or are you now firmly Dublin?
I try, you know, because more of my children grow in this country. I think myself in this time now, I want to go to Vietnam about few months and come back here about few months.
Half and half.
Yeah, half and
would
half.
Be a perfect that's, situation.
Yeah.
Do you have grandchildren in Vietnam now?
Yes, I do.
You do, so... Yeah. That's important. It's a long way away, though. It's not easy to get to. Yeah. Well, look, thank you both for coming in
and sharing
your experience with us. And where next for you in ESB International, Chow?
Well, hopefully in Vietnam. Well, there's plenty of opportunities.
All right. Well, yeah. San Nguyen and Chow Nguyen, thank you very much for joining us in the studio today.